Brother Sister Podcast Time!
Hello, brother!
Hello, sister!
What up?
Okay, I finally watched Tiger King.
Tell me all about it.
That's proud of me.
Oh my god. Okay, I need to get my notepad out.
I love
all
the
topics that I wanted to talk about.
Okay, get your notepad.
Okay.
I will say that I think it was a little bit overhyped. I did like it. But you know what? One of the things I liked most is that it's not just the Tiger King. It's like, yo, it's like there's the one Tiger King, there's the other Tiger King, there's the other Tiger King,
there's the Tiger Queen.
There's the Tiger Queen, right? There's fucking Carol Baskins.
Oh my god.
He's too kigurumi.
And I know. That's crazy.
Try to find a photo of that. Free kigurumi if anyone can find one.
Yeah, I know, right? She has two. She must have taken a photo in it before. Come on.
She's probably done, her fucking hello. Cats and kittens.
Yes! Oh my god. Okay, I'm so happy. I do have a quick question, though.
Okay.
Carol Baskin, did she kill her husband, yes or no?
Yeah, of course she did.
You think so, eh?
Yeah, I think she killed him. But,
Wow. I don't know. I think I have an unpopular opinion. I honestly think he ran away. Because, he would hide all this money, and I think he, dug it all up, kept it, and then disappeared.
It doesn't make sense because he was, gonna file for divorce. He was, he had plans for the future,
Yeah, true.
He had plans for the future, and then also, he didn't actually take his money with him. He fucking Carol Baskins got it all when he died.
Yeah, but you heard that he used to, squirrel it away in places, so he would,
hide
it in the yard and stuff. So I feel
normally when people run away, it they fuck it up because people want to talk to their family, And he was not a crazy psychopath, it sounds like, So he had family.
Yeah, true.
Just not want to talk to the media if they knew he was actually alive.
Yeah, true.
What are your list of topics?
Oh my god,
I have really only one topic to talk about.
Okay, my big thing is, how do they all have so many bitches? They have husbands and wives and girlfriends, and I'm still single. It doesn't make sense to me how they can all have so many relationships, and it's I'm just over here, I'm decent looking.
And I think all of those people in that show are settling for none of the relationships are actually good. These are not healthy relationships. These are not relationships that you should aspire towards,
I mean, they're still in a relationship.
You'd rather a really shitty relationship to none?
Well, I don't know,
I've always told you you should hook up with our mutual friend Daniel, but.
Oh, I know.
Eric's brother. But,
Well, also, there's the popular opinion that him and I are the same person, so.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Who has that opinion?
Because we've never been in the same room at the same time together, and we're the same age.
You've never met him?
No.
What?
I know. Isn't it crazy? We've never been in the same room at the same time. No, never.
Weird. Okay.
I know.
Tiger King, a little bit, is actually just something, just a fun little factoid that wasn't in the show.
Yeah.
Which is about the, the campaign manager guy?
Yeah.
And he kind of seems, fairly normal.
Yeah.
he has his own criminal record. Apparently, at one point, he tried to slash his boyfriend with a katana. Which, to me, is the most nerdy thing a person could possibly be charged with.
Okay, so tried to slash him with a what?
A katana? One of those Japanese swords?
Oh my god.
I know, right?
That's how unnerd I am. I didn't even know what that was.
Oh yeah, those are, that's epic nerd swag.
Wow.
Otaku Japanese nerd.
Do you think it was like before or after he watched somebody kill himself? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. But you're like using that as an excuse. It's like, oh, it's cool, honey. You tried to cut your boyfriend open with a sword, but you used to watch someone kill themselves, so it's okay.
Yeah, duh.
I think everyone in that show is crazy. Just every single person.
Oh, 100%. Most normal
seeming until this news, you know?
Who seemed normal in that show? Literally nobody. No, well.
Previously he seemed pretty normal.
The most normal, but that's not normal. He wanted to work for fucking crazy eyebrow ring dude that like is hanging on for dear life. Like,
he was the manager of Walmart. He was a successful person.
Okay, again, if you're normal, you're not working at a Walmart.
Manager of the Walmart.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
I want to speak, like, you know, when Karen, you know, when all the Karens of the world are saying, I want to speak to the manager.
Yeah, oh my God.
It's him.
All the Carol Baskins of the world.
Yeah, all the Carol Baskins of the world. I want to speak to the manager.
Another thing that wasn't in the show is he had a husband before who also died.
Oh, there was mention of an earlier husband in the first episode, and they like showed the person, but I don't remember them ever saying that this person died.
I just have a question. Do you think that Joe Exotic did meth?
That's one thing I was disappointed about in the show is the lack of drug use being covered. Like, these guys, like, there was, like...
none of them have teeth, so it's obvious they're using drugs.
Does Tiger King... Tiger King has teeth.
Yeah, but I wonder if they're not real teeth.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure. He was definitely supplying meth, but I'm not sure. I mean, they were all fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well,
they also talked about, there was also mention at one point in the show from the police. Like, I feel like the police were saying, like, you know, meth causes such and such behavior. And then that was like being shown at the same time as scenes of the Tiger King, Joe Exotic, you know, acting more and more crazy. So, like, strongly implied that he was, and they were talking about drug use. But, like, yeah, that's unfortunately, like, they never showed it on it. You know, I really wanted to see them like smoking tons of meth, and you know, that being part of it.
I mean, like, none of them had teeth, so it's obvious they are doing meth. But Joe had teeth, so I was a little like, what happened here? But maybe he just got like his teeth done. I don't know.
Yeah. I just Googled Joe Exotic meth.
So I really just think I need to rewatch it because, yeah, I think I just have to rewatch it. All right, should we move on to next Seggy?
Oh my God. Joe Exotic met his first husband while working as a security guard at a gay cowboy bar.
That makes sense, yeah. That does make sense.
Oh my God. Okay, this is great. This is great. Exotic met his first husband while working as a security guard at a gay cowboy bar called the Roundup Saloon. They shared their bed with a pack of poodles and grew to resemble each other with mullets and horseshoe mustaches and dressed in jeans and boots. On Saturdays, they would snort pink-tinged meth and go out to the bars. Sundays, they lazed around at home and watched westerns on TV.
Pink-tinged meth. That is so cute.
I know, right? There was also the comment that one of them made that, like, one of the husbands would smoke his meth, implying that the others snorted their meth or something else, whereas the other one was smoking it.
Right.
And like you literally like they talk that stuff about the other one being like a pothead, but like they show him smoking one time.
Right.
They show him literally like smoking from a pipe literally one time and photographed with some weed one time, and that's
it. Do you think it was a meth pipe?
No. Or I think no, because he was the weed guy. Because he was the weed guy.
Yeah, but I'm sure they're not just doing weed.
That one I'm not sure. I mean, that one, he seemed like maybe he was just doing weed, because he also apparently, they mentioned at one point that he complained that he didn't have enough weed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I gotta rewatch it. Honestly, I gotta rewatch it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do a seggy.
Okay. And you know, do you have more things to talk about, Tiger King?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about them?
Yeah, but it's in a seggy.
Okay, fine. What's it called?
All right. Fuck, Mary Kill, Tiger King Edition. Yo, bro.
Yeah, sis?
Okay, these are the three people. Carol Baskin's new husband. John Finley, before he got his new teeth.
He gets new teeth at some point.
Oh, did you not watch the last episode? Like, no, the last interview one. Yeah, it was super boring. But anyways, he got new teeth. He doesn't have any bottom teeth yet, but he has like really nice top ones. So before that, I don't know his name. The like long haired dude who was like the manager of the place.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Wow. So that's
a fuck, marry, kill.
That guy. I feel like I could marry the Carol Baskin's husband because he's such a little bitch that, you know,
true.
He'd probably just do whatever I told him to, you know? Yeah. There was literally the photo of her with the dog leash around his neck, you know? She is, you know, the head of that household.
She wears the pants for sure.
She wears the pants.
And when she's, like, showing all, like, the, the memorials for all the things, and she's like, you're following me again. Like, she's very, like,
I know.
Away from me.
Yeah, so I was trying to be gender neutral in that statement. She wears the pants.
Yes,
she is the head of that household.
Yeah.
So I marry him. That's easy.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, the guy with the missing teeth. I mean, maybe I fuck that guy because he's been in a gay relationship before. So you know,
that was his longest relationship too. It was like 12 years or something that they were together.
Good at it, you know?
And maybe with no teeth, he would do a really good gum job.
Oh, I'm for sure. Yeah, although, totally. Like, he'd do a good gum job, except that he has the one.
Yeah, he does have that front one.
So that kind of makes it worse.
Okay, true.
But he'd still probably be good. He'd have skills, you know?
Yeah, true. Okay, and then...
The other guy, I mean, they're like, him and the head of the zoo guy, they're both, like, they're almost equally ugly.
I know
they're almost equally ugly, but I guess I just kill him because whatever.
So he is one of the ones that has no teeth, and in like the interview thing he was like, I just want the world to know that I do not do meth. He's like, I just have like poor hygiene and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know what's worse, really. that's not making it any better.
I guess the meth is worse, but
you think?
Yes, because that has a lot of destructive potential in it.
True. Just
being a fucking dirty person.
I mean, that's kind of
gross. It's gross, but it's not like...
Yeah.
You know, there's not destructive, but there's self-destruction in that.
Yeah.
But like meth, you know, you'd be like hanging out with him and he'd be like, hey, you want to do some meth? And you'd be like, no, the first 20 times. But that 21st time, you'd be like, yeah, maybe. You've been doing it so much. Maybe I'll just try it.
Yeah, true. I don't know.
Bad influence. Versus not washing yourself. It's like, worst case scenario, you stop washing yourself.
Okay, but like, that is so gross. You literally like don't brush your teeth ever, to the fact that your teeth are like falling out of your own face. Like, that's gross.
I mean, yes, I agree.
Okay.
Yes, sis.
Yeah, bro.
I forgot.
What did you forget?
So I ordered myself a bubble tea because they're delicious, right?
Love it.
But a bubble tea has a bunch of milk in it, right?
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I need to take my lactase because of all this dairy, right?
Oh no, I don't like where this is going.
So I take the lactase, put it in my mouth, put the pill in my mouth, then have a sip of the bubble tea to wash it down with. And then I start chewing on the bubbles, and I'm like, oh, whoops, I just took a big crunch.
Ew, so you chewed your lactate.
Well, I had a crunch on it. I had a crunch on it, then I was like, oh, whoops, and then I just, like, swallowed a lot.
Oh, my God.
So I didn't, like, I never got, like, medicine flavor mouth.
Oh, that's good, because that is fucking gross. But like that is so gross.
I literally forgot 3 seconds after I took a pill that I took a pill.
I've forgotten how to like swallow before. Like, you know when you like put a pill in your mouth and you're like trying to swallow it? I've forgotten how to do that. And so then you get pill taste in your mouth because like you are trying to swallow it, but you can't because you like forget how. Like, how do you forget how?
Yes, sis.
Yeah, bro.
I got some poo news for you.
Ooh, tell me about your poo news.
Well, this news isn't so newsy, but it did come about because I saw an ad online.
Ooh, nice.
Uh-huh. And so the ad was for, okay, I got to read the subject. I got to read what it says.
Yeah.
The title of the ad was, how to effectively empty your bowels.
yes, very important.
And it's like, you know, a picture of a doctor or whatever. And so I was just thinking to myself, you know, at what point in your life does pooping go from like, you know, oh my God, I can't stop this diarrhea, to I just can't shit?
Oh, yeah. Like,
what point does that flip happen?
I don't know, because for me, it's still diarrhea central.
Right? So you, like, does that mean, like, you know, right now it's diarrhea central, and then you'll have, like, some good poop in years? Well, they'll just be, like, solid, nice, pleasant turns.
Oh, my God. I'm literally dreaming about that.
And then in the later years, maybe it's something you have to look forward to in life, Margo. Like,
that's true.
Like, you know, don't commit suey now. Wait until you're in the great part of your life, having those nice shits.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Then in the old, you know, when you're old, you'll be like, oh man, I wish I had diarrhea. I just pooped in 3 days.
I know. Well, I mean, like, you can get constipation pills, right?
I know, but like then you can start relying on those.
That's true.
That's how Elvis died, you know? He was like,
he was straining, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he had chronic constipation for years and years and years.
Shit. And
like, yeah, take literally. All this time. It was a big problem in his life. And he killed him.
Death by constipation.
That's been poo news today.
Okay, I got two things to add to poo news. One, we got some listener, not an email, but some fans reached out and they said, I want to have a hot poo towel drawer. So that's really catching on. So we got to make sure that we patent that.
Okay.
Because there's some demand for it. So that's one thing in poo news. It. Other thing in poo news is I got to say, like, the toilet paper that you have at your house is so decadent and so soft.
I know.
And so plush. And because we can't get toilet paper right now, the stuff in the stores is, like, sandpaper. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. There's only, like, two brands that are being sold. Mm-hmm. And so we were, like, trying to look online to get, like, the nice soft stuff that you have. But, like, we can't find it anywhere. And it's, like, quite disappointing. Like, I get it. We're in this, like, terrible world pandemic. But, like, can I still not have soft toilet paper on my bum?
So, I was just, I was down to, like, two more rolls left. And I just ordered some more of it.
You You found some.
Uh-huh. Amazon.
Okay, I was going to say, we can't tell the listeners what kind it is, because then they're all going to buy it up.
This will come out in like 3 weeks. Listeners.
I know, that's true. But I just don't want them to purchase it all, because then I won't be able to get it. So let's not tell them the kind. But oh my God, it's so luxurious. It's basically like a towel, honestly. It's the closest you're going to get to having a towel.
It's not warm and moist, though.
Yeah, but you could just spray it with some hot water.
get a kettle, get a hot water kettle, a spray bottle in your washroom. Just standing by. What's that kettle in your washroom for? Why do you have two kettles in your house?
Oh, that's my poo kettle. That's for pooping.
I feel like half of our podcast is poo news.
All right, brothers and sisters, thank you so much again for listening. I'm loving that we're getting some feedback from our pod. You know, we got that one email, but now I'm getting, you know, some other DMs and stuff, people talking about the pod. Makes me feel good. Loving it.
Love you.
Oh, I do got to say that somebody said that they didn't think Cluck and Cleaver was the best fried chicken in Calgary.
Not even the best fried chicken in Calgary?
I mean, maybe it's
gone downhill, but like literally better than fried chicken I've had in the U.S., Canada, like
you know, I know
fried chicken, and that was the best.
Okay, but they think Chicken on the Way is the best, and it's so not. So I gotta say, like, they're probably just crazy. Maybe they just haven't had Cluck and Cleaver because they think Chicken on the Way is like it's good, but it's not that good.
Maybe they have just have bad taste.
Yeah, it's true. They do have bad taste. I know it. They do.
In all things. Okay. Cases, I gotta go eat.
Okay, well, I'll go eat too. Bye.
Take those hot farts. Email us yo@hotfarts.co.uk.
Oh yeah.
Follow us on the grams. Yep. Rate us 5 stars.
Yep. Peace. Peace.
All right, I'm gonna end the recording.